My name is Ben Arnold. I'm a resident here in Nine Elms and I have been for the past 2 years or so. I'm an engineer and I currently work with a passive house consultancy. Passive house is a German standard of building whereby we try and look at the operational energy or the energy that you need to use to heat and power the building and minimise that as much as possible. I'm honoured to work in an industry which is looking to mitigate the effects of climate change or look for a way of living that minimises our effect on the climate. However, passive house unfortunately doesn't look at something which is very important with buildings in terms of their effect on our planet, which is their embodied carbon or the amount of carbon that goes into putting together and transporting materials on site and then the time and fuel which is spent constructing that building and the amount of carbon that's gone into those materials. I can't say I have witnessed climate change in action firsthand, but I can say that I haven't seen the response that I would deem appropriate from the council or the government after the declaration of a climate crisis. The Nine Elms area is currently expanding at a huge rate. We have lots of different skyscrapers going up, and two of the most widely used materials in structures happen to also be the most carbon-intensive materials. These are concrete and steel. For instance, in a development of 300 low-rise apartments and homes, concrete and mortar would account for 36% of the materials used, steel would account for roughly 41%, and 23% of the materials would be other, for instance, wood and plasterboard. So it shows you how much concrete and steel really take up of the building's total materials. Today, because of the rate of construction and the amount of buildings that is being built on the planet, concrete now accounts for the second most consumed resource behind water. Concrete is made of three different materials, which is cement, water, and aggregate. Cement makes up about 15% of the mass of a normal mix of concrete. However, it's 90% of the carbon footprint. So you can see that it really is something that we need to look at. A more shocking fact regarding cement is that 15% of cement in concrete is unactivated, which means the active component isn't used to make concrete. If this percentage of unused cement was just removed from our mix of concretes, we could drop global CO2 emissions by 1%, just like that, with a click of a finger. I think that really shows the importance of this way of thinking. Because we are using so much concrete, you can really see that this is a major issue and something that we really need to look at now. A way that we could look to reduce our carbon footprint in buildings is to move to a more of a timber-based structure. So most of the timber in the UK comes from Europe, which is sustainably grown. Every tree that's cut down, three more are planted in its place. Timber's a really effective material in terms of embodied carbon and trying to reduce that footprint, as it has a negative carbon footprint. That's because carbon is sequestered in the growing stage of the tree. However, at the time of recording, we still do have a problem with the end-of-life management of timber. At the moment, 30% goes to landfill. Now, this percentage is worrying because when wood breaks down or any other organic material breaks down in an anaerobic state, it doesn't produce CO2 but produces methane, which is estimated to be roughly 25% more potent greenhouse gas than CO2. I think the main message when talking about using more timber as an alternative to steel and concrete structures that we're facing a carbon crisis right now. We really need to move to a low carbon material quickly. We do have issues with the end of life downcycling of timber, but I feel that in 50 years we'll be much better equipped to manage that issue. I think as the building industry and working in the building industry, we can definitely have a look at how we can build buildings that are looking at embodied carbon in a much more detailed way. Engineering structures that use less concrete or less steel, and to consider using materials with a lower carbon footprint, such as timber. I think the best thing we can do as a collective community is to learn as much as we can about the subject, to have open discussions, and to focus on ways that we can push our policymakers to make decisions which consider the environment a lot more than they do at the moment.